This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. President Bush delivered a speech about the nation's economy yesterday, and it was a more sober message than usual. Bush departed from his usual upbeat assessments of the economy and said he understands Americans have concerns about the economic health of the country, and there are good reasons for that concern.
While there is a foundation that would be the envy of a lot of other nations, we cannot take growth for granted. We confront economic challenges.
Bush was speaking to a group of business leaders in Chicago. He went on to say that recent economic indicators have become increasingly mixed. But the president didn't go so far as to suggest the country may be headed towards a recession. Aides to the president say he's still mulling over whether to offer a stimulus package or what would be included if he did. Such a plan would be announced as part of Bush's State of the Union speech on January 28th. Roger Clemens isn't pulling any punches. He held a long-awaited news conference yesterday to answer allegations of steroid use, and the Cy Young Award-winning pitcher wasted little time in going after his accusers. Clemens' lawyer began the news conference with a dramatic recording of a 17-minute phone conversation between the baseball star and his trainer, Brian McNamee, the man who's accused Clemens of steroid use. Clemens, who speaks first in the tape, knew the conversation was being recorded, while McNamee did not.
I'm telling the truth, and I want it out there, and
tell me what you want me to do. I told you in email,
I'll go
to jail, I'll do whatever you want.
You need somebody to tell the truth, Mac.
In playing the tape, Clemens' lawyer noted that McNamee never accuses Clemens of lying. McNamee was cited in the recently released Mitchell report. In the report, he says he told investigators he injected the pitcher with steroids and human growth hormone. Clemens has repeatedly denied those allegations. Okay, you know this, right? On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout law to help other people at times of need. It's the Boy Scout oath. And it's that part about helping other people, that a scout in the Maldives has taken to new levels. Here's the story. The president of the Maldives was almost assassinated today, but a Boy Scout saved him by intercepting the killer. While the president was walking through a crowd, an attacker jumped out and lunged at him with a knife. Before harm could come to the leader, a 15-year-old Boy Scout jumped in the way and grabbed the knife away. A spokesman for the government said the boy was flown to the Capitol for treatment. The president later held a radio address and thanked the boy for saving his life. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks,
wow,
Rachel.
Do they have a badge for
Is
that?
Is that crazy? I know, that's what Jacob Gantzler, director, said. What kind of merit badge do you get if you save your president's life?
Like the one is like the size of your whole leg, you get to put that badge on. All right, Rachel, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.